You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So, well, Jeremy and I have had this happen recently. You tell your story first because yours involves donuts.
Yeah.
So I'm a little pissed that you didn't bring donuts in this morning.
Well, I was going to, but yeah, driving in this morning at about, I don't know what it was. It was like 4:30, 4:45. I was like, man, I forgot to make my coffee at home. So I'm going to stop into the Double D. Get me some coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Double D, as they say on the street, Dom.
Okay.
And so I go whipping into my favorite Dunkin' that's close to the station here. And as I'm pulling in, they've got a drive-through. And there's a guy standing outside of the drive-through window. And he's got the street tough wardrobe on. The ripped jeans, a leather jacket, a bandana on. And he's standing in that window and he's like back and forth and he's moving his arms like he's talking.
So it's a drive-through, but he's on foot?
He's standing at the drive-through window and he's yelling and I see those little windows open and close, open and close, open and close. And I'm like, what is going on here?
So he was like, his body language was aggressive?
Either he's cracked out or he is robbing this joint. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, but I really want my coffee. So I started to commit into the drive-thru, and it's one of those where it's like concrete on both sides. So once I'm in, I'm in. You're and in. I'm going to eventually come around. This guy's going to be right at my bumper. I started to commit, and I was like, man, to the right, and I left. And I'm like, ah, crap. Number one, I'm not getting my coffee. But number two, did I just witness this guy trying to rob DD, and I just kind of drove away.
Maybe he was just asking for a free donut.
I don't know. I mean, the signs were there, like something's not right here.
You know, there have been a few times after a night of drinking when I lived in San Diego where we tried to walk through the burrito drive,
like a Taco Bell.
Yeah, you know, like I get it.
They won't have any of that, will they?
They will not.
They will not allow walking through the drive-thru.
Where is this Double D?
That's close to the station. I don't want to say which one, just in case.
Like, but the town is a little more prone to,
I would think so. Yeah,
crime.
And you know, I figured, oh, I'm in a truck here. If this guy's in front, maybe I'll just run him over or something if something happens. But then I'm, you know, I'm like, oh, I got kids. I got a thing. You know, I don't know if this is a bad situation.
Right.
So I just left and went to Starbucks. Inferior coffee.
You didn't call anybody or like even call the like.
But
the
what would you call and say?
Right, like I see a suspicious man in street tough gear trying to
because
get a glazed donut.
Yes. Because now we've been told that we can't profile.
Well,
right?
I was. It's exactly
and we
what
can't
I was
do
doing.
That because then we are like violating somebody's rights.
Okay,
right, and then maybe if this poor guy was just hard up and all of a sudden now I'm a hater. I'm hating on this guy.
You could have called Dunkin' Donuts to make sure that the poor little 17-year-old girl.
Are you okay in there? I could have. I didn't. I had to get to work. Didn't want to be late.
Okay, so I get that. So a couple of weeks ago, I discovered a new for me. It's a used bookstore. And I got to tell you, I have a place in my heart for used bookstores.
Sure.
I like new bookstores. I do love them. But I love used bookstores, too. And this is one that was really cool little area. And I was driving by. It's an area that I don't normally drive by, but it's not far from my house. Anyway, so I pull in, and it is like 10 till 5, I think this is on a Saturday, and the sign says it closes at 5. So, and it's at the end of one of those strip mall things, and all the shops next to it are all closed up and shuttered up out of business. So it's kind of on its own for about, I don't know, 40, 50 yards before there's another store that's open. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So I park and the door is propped open, so they're getting let some air in. I go walk in and it is the sweetest lady working behind the counter. I talked to her for a few minutes and then she had one little helper who looked like she was a teenage girl who was helping to shelve books. And I looked around for a few minutes. I was like, this place is really cool. So I talked to the lady at the counter. I said, I'm going to come back. You know, I took one of their little forms of how they do trade-ins on books. I said, I'm going to come back and see you guys. They're like, great. And she said, well, we're closing in just a few minutes. And I'm going to go, okay, fine. So I go out to get in my car and there is a guy who sounds like what you're describing,
street
Jared.
Tough.
Street tough. And he is leaning up against the building, smoking a cigarette, and supposedly looking down at his phone, but looking left, looking right, looking left, looking right. And he looks so out of place that I sat there for a minute and I watched him and I looked at my watch. I'm like, this bookstore is closing in like 5 minutes and they've got cash
in there. Counting the register, sure.
Right.
And there's nobody other stores.
There's no other stores that this guy could have been hanging around and he was, I'll just say it. I don't care if I'm profiling. He was not a reader. He was not going to be going in that book.
Well, you started with Bush, right? Uh-huh.
Right? I just did it.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was little girl's boyfriend.
So what?
Age appropriate?
No. Does not look like one of these things. Does not look like the other. So anyway. So I left, and I kind of felt bad, so I drove down a few blocks, I waited, I turned around, and I drove back again slowly, and
so
he was...
You looked like
so
the
he's
creeper.
The creeper.
I wanted to check,
like this man.
Because if he was not still standing there, I was going to assume there's no other place for him to be, he would have been going into that store right as it was closing.
Yep.
And he was still standing there, and so I made the decision, and I just drove home. And I thought, did I just do those two women a complete disservice? It could have been completely innocent.
Totally.
It could have been completely innocent. I thought, I am at the point now where you don't want to violate somebody's rights, but when something looks suspicious, what do you do?
Right.
What?
Like that one, you almost could have got back out of your car and went back in that store and be like, just want to let you know there's a dude standing a few blocks or a few stores down.
Right.
Looks a little suspicious one.
Right.
You know, give you a heads up.
You guys will be the first ones to say when we talk about any sort of random story that like it's a fear culture.
Yes.
And, you know, and so.
Yeah. And then again, if something doesn't look right.
And if, yeah, I say you always
it's out of place.
I know you guys give me grief for calling the police as often as I did, but with in cases of like a sporadic driver, you know, and it's like, is this person really drunk or are they just
right? I get that.
Is it just a woman driver? You know, like stuff like that. You just better safe than sorry.
Yeah. I guess.
Did you check the news the next day to see if there were any murder, death, kills in that neighborhood?
You're gonna laugh at me.
You did.
Went onto the TV station sites to see if there was any kind of news story about a bookstore being robbed or whatever. Because I thought. Well, at least I've got a description of the guy, you know, because I was looking at him for a while like, what are you? There was no reason for him to be there looking all
suspicious.
You could have taken a picture of him.
I thought about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about just getting right out and letting him see that I was just taking a picture of him.
You should have just jumped him.
I mean, would that have been the worst if I had just gotten out and just taken a picture and let him see I'm taking a picture of you?
Right.
Yeah. Well, then he might have really got mad. He's like, I'm not doing anything.
I know. I know. And I know. Does Christine want to talk to us?
Yeah, it's kind of a good point, especially 2 weeks ago, back when this was huge.
All right, here is Christine. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what do you want to say about all this?
Well, I was going to make a different comment, but I'm calling to talk to you about the suspicious guy leaning up against the building now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his deal?
Well, I live down in Castle Rock and right in the middle of downtown. And it first started a couple of weeks ago. Strange people were leaning up against buildings and I started observing it. And, and they're out. They're looking for Pokemon.
That's
perfect.
It's so
well, it might explain my story from this morning at Dunkin' Donuts.
It might explain the guy outside the bookstore.
There was a
Give
Pikachu.
Me the squirrel.
I'm serious. I watched it again last night. This guy zoomed up next to me, and it's 10:15 at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets out of his car with his phone. He walks across the street, and then he's down the street again. They're all over in downtown Castle Rock.
That's hilarious. I wonder how many calls the police department is getting of suspicious people, and they do end up being these nerds.
Yeah. Well, now I feel kind of like a jerk that I was suspicious. I don't know that he was doing that, but you're right. There could be an endless number.
I almost called the police when I first saw it a couple weeks ago because it was four teenage boys and not young, like 18, 20, 21.
Yeah, girlfriends.
And they
apparently were
wandering all around our building, and we're a bunch of old people, you know, living in a building. And then now they sit out in the bus, in the little kind of like bus stop thing in front of us.
Yeah.
And,
these kids these days.
Well,
yeah, I know.
I got to tell you something, though, Christine. You make a really good point. And I feel a little better now.
True.
So. Listen, thank you.
We just got to be careful because we're going to have the police running all over the joint if we start calling.
Well, you just stay observant, all right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you packing heat or anything, Christine? Or?
No, but I kind of think I should.
We got to get you a 45.
I'm getting old, you know. I'm going to be in with the walkers soon. I don't want people pack and me.
You need one of those canes that's a gun. That the gun you can shoot them with.
I have one. I bought one at the Renaissance Festival.
You do?
And it's a wooden one, and I drilled a hole in it, and it's going to have a wrist strap so I can club them hard.
Yes, girl. You tell you're fighting crime. You're like Batman.
You know, you are like our little Castle Rock vigilante. That's what you are.
Yeah, are you wearing a cape?
Hey, I do. I wear scarves all the time.
Oh, you're the superhero scarf.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says, make my day.
We can just call you the scarf. It's like Batman.
Okay, well, I'll expect to see one in the mail, and I'll wear it. Make my day.
You got it, Christine. We love you.
Well, I love you guys, too.
Well, thanks for that pause, that hesitation. That felt real good.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to word it just correctly.
I love you.
You're delightful. Do you work these days? You retired? What's the story?
Yeah, I'm retired.
From what? What did you used to do?
Oh, well, I was a hairstylist for 25 years, but I've had sweater business, restaurants.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I first want to call you about, the restaurant that we had where I used to watch these two Middle Eastern men.
No, we're not going to get into that.
No, we're not getting into that.
Goodbye, scarf.
Cancel. You were delightful. Listen.
All right.
Have a great day, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
Just a 10 little, seconds too long.
Too long. Just a little.
She's not putting up with any shenanigans down there in Castle Rock.
She's ready to use it.
She says she's going to club on her.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.